Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two right here on a Throwdown Thursday. Coming up later on, we're going to get into Deion in Dallas. We touched on that earlier this week, but didn't really get a whole lot into it. But
I'm going to pull a Chris Russell.
Yeah.
I was the guy.
I'm the only one that passed myself on the back around here?
Yes, you do it more than anybody I've ever met.
Okay.
I'm the guy throughout the wee months of draft season that was pleading to Cousin Jerry and the Cowboys, don't pay Dak. Go get Deion. Trade Prescott. End up with Shador. And that's what, I can't wait till we get into this topic, because I've literally been thinking about it since the spring. And Jerry's going to do it. His trump card has always been, I could just go get Deion. You don't think that they would talk about us on ESPN more than they already do if I didn't go get cutting Deion? They can trade
for
Dak.
For that reason alone, I hope this doesn't happen.
They're going to trade Dak to the Browns.
How are they?
And they're going to eat. They're going to eat right, a
we,
lot of a large.
Okay,
portion
we
of,
we yeah, can't get into this,
especially because you guys are talking about that. And the even funnier part of this entire story is the fact that the Cowboys have also marked Kellen Moore for head coach hire or interviews.
Well, yeah, they're bringing him in and Leslie Frazier.
They got rid of Kellen Moore because they decided he wasn't good enough last season.
Well, it wasn't last season. It was two years ago. He went out to L.A. To be with the Chargers for a year, and then Staley got fired.
He told them to go kick rocks.
Right. I mean, I don't know what they're going to ultimately do there. We'll talk about it. All right. I wanted to get to this right off the top. I mentioned it a couple of times. What's more likely to be replicated in your mind? The defensive type performance we got on Sunday night, which was not great, not perfect, not impenetrable, not awesome, but nowhere near as little of an impact as I've seen and heard from others that want to paint it all about ball control and limiting possessions, including yourself, and almost give no credit to the defense. What is more likely, that or essentially a mistake-free offense?
What's more likely to be replicated? Yeah. The mistake-free offense, I would say.
So when we are talking about that, just so we're clear, we're talking about no turnovers, even though they turned the ball over on downs twice. Mm-hmm. Once certainly was a hold. I know you and I disagree on that. I went back and I watched that play again from a couple of different angles. There is no doubt that he's holding him and interfering with Zach Ertz. There is no doubt.
I'm just not going to concede that. But we'll agree to disagree. It doesn't matter.
But whatever. Anyway, they didn't turn the ball over like for reals. Once. Remember, they won a game a couple of weeks ago where they turned the ball over five times naturally and one time on downs at midfield, six times total. Sunday night, again, they only had the two turnovers on downs. How many penalties did they have on Saturday night on the offense? I think
two.
It was two, right? Okay. So largely mistake-free, right? I mean, you would say if there was a time that you needed to be mistake-free besides Saturday night in Detroit, it was last Sunday night in Tampa Bay. And largely, by and large, even though they didn't have a great natural run game, and even though Jaden himself wasn't explosive with his legs, he was a threat, but he wasn't explosive with his legs, play extension, making all sorts of plays, that's how you survive. He was more explosive with his arm, and he was more on target and more accurate and more of a quarterback than we've seen perhaps recently. But the combination of that along with a fewer amount of penalties, and don't forget, the Andrew Wiley illegal man downfield wiped out a big Terry McLaurin reception that really ruined kind of momentum on that drive. I think they came away not scoring on that drive. I'd have to double check that. But I was watching it back last night on NFL Network. I mean, it was a good call. I'm not saying it wasn't, but that really kind of derailed momentum. The point being is, I think it's going to be really hard to be that proficient again on offense. No turnovers, no real turnovers. I expect them to go for it on fourth down three, maybe four times, somewhere in that range, to depend on Zane Gonzalez again to be pretty good, is how I would describe it, to depend on, unless you get the better natural run game that you haven't gotten since the Tennessee game, I don't know how they're going to be that proficient again on offense.
Because when you don't have the run game the traditional run game that you keep clamoring for, one, I think you'll be able to have success against Detroit with your traditional run game because they don't have the personnel in the front seven that Tampa does. You're going to put Alex Anzalone build him on Mount Rushmore linebackers in the NFL. I'm not.
I didn't put him on Mount Rushmore. I just have a decent amount of respect for him.
I look at Detroit gives up explosives defensively out the wazoo. It happens every week.
Yeah.
Since Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's 3-4,
well,
5
because you don't have Aiden Hutchinson, you don't have Aleem McNeil.
And you don't have them in this game.
I mean,
I think Washington.
They lost Jack Campbell for a couple of weeks.
If they're going to play the high volume of man-to-man coverage that they've played.
Well, that's the other thing, right? When you play man,
you're going to get torched.
Yeah, when you play man, you...
And that's what I expect to happen. I expect Washington to have... I keep going back to the Buffalo game because I think our personnel is similar to what Buffalo has. Ty Johnson and James Cook went off. Johnson as a receiver, as a back.
Do they have as good of a combination as that? I don't think so with the way B-Rob has struggled.
It's catching the football, Chris.
Well, catching the football is Austin Ekeler, fine.
Both
and B-Rob, too.
B-Rob had five catches on Saturday.
I'm getting to my point.
I'm just saying.
You're not going to throw the ball on screens and little short passes.
You're going to have to generate explosives,
times.
Which Detroit gives up routinely. Doesn't matter who it is. Did you watch the second Packers game? Christian Watson, 59 yards over the top.
Yeah.
That could be Terry McLaurin, who's a better deep threat than Christian Watson.
I mean, listen, I have no doubt that there are going to be plays to be made. Well, let me ask you this, okay? Going back to the first series on offense last Sunday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jaden hits an absolute gem to Terry McLaurin. And you think, okay, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking with gas. And then they stall out after that and come away with no points, right? Like, this is my fear is, okay, say you hit a 30, 35-yarder in stride, whatever, great. You think, oh, okay, here we go. Are they going to be able to stack then good things on top of that? Because unless you're hitting explosives, i.e. 65, 70 yards, and getting a huge chunk of the field, if not into the end zone, then you still have to stack together bigger and better things, I guess is my point. And that's where I still wonder if they are going to have enough to consistently do that.
I think you're giving the defense of Detroit way too much credit.
I might be.
Because when you crunch the numbers and you look at the lat since Thanksgiving, the amount of it, and I'm over here grinding the numbers now.
Yeah.
And I'll have them prepared for you in the second segment of the 2 o'clock hour.
I mean, I saw Kime put out a bunch of numbers. I understand
the way that they're giving up explosives. I think this offense is due for a 40 burger against them. This is the type of defense that they go out and march the football up and down the field against. Especially if they're going to do this, if they're going to want to blitz, and be uber aggressive and send pressure. This is what's so difficult about Jaden Daniels and preparing for him. And I think this is the part that maybe gets lost mm-hmm. when we talk about this. You can see all the running quarterbacks you want. You can put scout team Tommy, your fourth defensive back at quarterback, all you want. You cannot simulate and prepare for what he is offensively. You cannot replicate that speed. You cannot preparing for this group would keep me up at night. And I don't know if Detroit I know Detroit doesn't have the horses to stop them. The question is, who's going to get more stops? That's what this game is going to ultimately come down to. Who is going to get more stops? Because I'm sorry, you can call me a homer. You can say I'm wearing burgundy and gold colored glasses. There is no way in hell that the Detroit Lions hold Washington to under 26 points. You can take that to the bank and cash it.
I mean, they shouldn't, quite honestly.
No chance.
All right, here's the numbers. Kine put this up earlier, at John_Kine.
No, I didn't even see these from Kine. What is this?
In the last 5 weeks of the regular season, basically what you were trying to get at, Detroit ranked 31st in yards allowed per game, 28th in points allowed, last in opposing quarterback rating, and 31st in passing yards. I mean, obviously, all the numbers there suggest...
God-awful.
Yes, suggest that the Commanders, 26 points is not going to be enough, I don't think, to win this game.
I think
I don't think 26 points is...
If they score...
I don't think 26 points is like, that's a great offensive performance.
This is where you're missing it. If it's 26 points and you're holding the clock for 38 minutes, it could be enough.
It could be enough.
That's the whole point, because they can... That's why Detroit
But even if you hold them to, say, 8 possessions, would you give me that, as good as Tampa's offense can be at times...
Mm-hmm. I would love to know
times,
the red zone
Detroit
numbers.
Is a different level, right?
100%.
Well, hold them to 7 or 8 possessions and you win, score 26 points and you win. You see what? Hold the ball for 37 minutes and you win. Detroit's so good that they can hold the ball for 21 minutes and score 30 points, depending on how bad your defense is, depending on where your offense plays. So I'm just pointing out that I think this team is going to need, and again, I go back to that first drive of the game, right? After the 50-yard field goal from McLaughlin, right, and the defense held ultimately, you hit the 35-yarder on 3rd and 6. I think that's the third play from scrimmage. But right after that, no gain for Jaden Daniels' left end under pressure. 8 yards on a scramble to his right for Jaden Daniels. So now you're facing 3rd and 2, and this is where, again, they can't get anything on track. 3 straight plays where you can't find anybody, you can't get the passing game on track, and he takes off again to his left. Remember yesterday we got a call saying, oh, he should go to his left more? Well, twice on the first drive of the offense after the Terry McLaurin 35-yarder in stride, which was a gem, a dart, and everything that you would want. Beautiful. He goes to his left, and he gets outrun by Levante David, who's 34 years old.
Beat him to the spot.
He got outrun by Levante David.
He didn't outrun the spy. Great. I mean, that, yeah.
Whatever. The point being is, he's not always going to be able to turn the corner. He's not always going to be able to beat everyone. He's not always going to be able to get to the sticks. My point is, what they can't have is where, again, you get an explosive, okay, which they did, 35, and you think everything's great, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, and it happened again where they got inside the 5-yard line down to the... the 1-yard line, first to go from the 1, and they were horrible.
Yeah, because you're going up against... Do you understand that Vita Vea, Kalijah Kansas,
they make up one of the best defensive fronts in football. Yes, I understand that.
So your inability
and Tampa's
to capitalize...
secondary is not that great.
So for your... I'm much more confident in their ability to run the ball against Detroit in these short yardage situations.
And you might be right
to extend these drives, but I keep going back to it. If they get into 3rd and 4 or less, I would love... They're getting it. They're converting it. Like that
every
is,
time. Or most times.
Most times they are.
I and wish I had
Detroit,
that same level of
Detroit,
confidence.
And against Detroit, when you have your traditional running game back, which you should...
I hope.
Right?
I hope.
You don't have to rely on Jaden as much.
I mean, at this point, when you say you should, the matchup suggests, again, we never thought they would be able to run the ball against Tennessee's front like they did. So I can't say they can, and I can't say they won't. But on a short week, on the road, again, yes, no Aleem McNeil, yes, no Aiden Hutchinson, but it's not like this offensive line has been mowing people down. It's not like they've been blowing holes open and running backs just haven't seen them, right? So why do we act like outside of, I mean, obviously Detroit being a little conservative maybe because they're worried that Jaden is just going to pull the ball out and run, which
it
is
changes the how you, but Chris, I think you're like underscoring the significance of like how he makes teams change what they want to do. Because if you can't tell me if you're Aaron Glenn that your head is shoved so far up your ass that you think you're just going to sit back and play man coverage and blitz him all day. He's going to eat that alive as he's done all year long.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to do it maybe as much as he normally does because I quite honestly but I think that would be silly.
And here's the other thing to me that makes him there's ancillary benefit to having a game changer at the position. When you begin to get, if you're a defensive coordinator, you know, hey, my bread and butter all year long is we're playing man-to-man coverage, we're blitzing. When you go up against one of these unicorns and you ask your guys to deviate from what they've been doing all year long, that's when you raise the likelihood of communication issues, as you've brought out, mistakes, blown coverages. That's how that stuff
so
happens.
That being said, if you're Aaron Glenn and you're sitting here saying, well, he's going to carve up man-to-man and he's going to make you pay and all this stuff, then like, if
no
you're creating other problems by going to a more soft, conservative defense and more shell and more zone and more whatever.
If you're Detroit, your game plan should be as follows. You let them do whatever the hell they want to inside the 20s. Make him make tight window throws in the high red zone. That is how you can limit this offense,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I would agree. And I would say maybe don't blitz as much.
But I'm not going
to
do that
20 to 20,
he
and
doesn't
maybe
get bored with making the routine play. He will dink and dunk your ass 80 yards down the field. We've seen it ad nauseum this year. So I'm not going to just concede giving completions to him. This idea of sending three guys to him is the stupidest defensive concept I've ever come up with I've ever heard of.
I watched one play last night.
They rushed three, but Brandon Coleman gets beat inside by Yaya Diaby.
Yeah.
it was an almost.
Yeah.
But yes. You're getting me going. Because I'm so convinced that they're going to go to Detroit Saturday and win.
See, what I still don't get, and maybe I'm missing it, is, again, I know they can move the football. I know that. I know the numbers tell me how great they are on fourth down. I know if they stay ahead of the sticks, they've got a chance. I know they can score in the red zone. I've seen it all year. But in my mind, and maybe it's recency bias because
they
haven't
give you some of the
been able to naturally too run the ball as much as effectively. In my mind, I think they bog down too much after they start moving the football. Not every drive, not every time. There's some drives that they can sustain. Obviously, they sustained a 92-yard drive on 18 plays the other night.
When you say bogged down, you mean like
bogged down like they did on the first series of the game last week. Now, again, that's just one series.
First series of the game.
I understand
though,
that. But they bogged down. You can't tell me that they didn't bog down.
I think you're expecting them. I don't think they'll score every time out.
Well, of course. No, like, no offense.
It's hard,
does.
It's hard to do that. And I think that's like the lens that you're looking at them through.
What?
Like they got to score every time because they bog
well,
down.
Well, I almost
everybody's
feel like
they're going to bog down.
But I almost feel like they have to in this game. I almost
score
feel
every
like
time?
Even though I have more confidence in the defense than most, I almost feel like they have to.
Jared Goff has shown that he can turn into a pumpkin. So.
Maybe. 301-230-0980. All right, what is more likely to be replicated? The offensive performance, I guess from all year or specifically last Sunday night, or the defensive performance? Again, from last Sunday night, which was, you know, pretty good, despite some people trying to take shots at it as usual because they live by DVOA and DVOA in mommy's basement, or in reality. What do you think? 301-230-0980. We'll get back to the calls next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, back with you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I would say this. Because of the opponent, I don't think the defense's performance from at least like last Sunday night, and even if you want to go back to the regular season finale in Dallas where they gave up some big plays and they bent all over the place but then bogged down in the red zone, I don't think that's happening. The only thing and the best thing that you can hope for is, again, some of what you got on Sunday night, which is where Detroit – and what Tampa did was they made mistakes on their own, and that helped you out. And that bought you, I don't know, 3 points, 7 points, 10 points, whatever you want to cut. That's the best you can hope. And you hope that, okay, instead of scoring 40, they only score 31. Or instead of scoring 37, they score 28. Something like that to give yourself a chance. So I would say it's more likely that the offense replicates its performance or its expectation, its average, its ability on Saturday night, especially against the Lions. And we just gave you some of the numbers that Keim had and that Linnell was pointing. Now, I will also point out, again, as I said yesterday, Brian Branch Kirby Joseph are two guys that you're going to have, like, and for everybody to say, well, Jaden just doesn't make mistakes. Well, he's made some mistakes. He's made a couple of mistakes. It's not like he can't make a mistake. It's not like he hasn't made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake on Sunday night, so kudos to him. And he's largely been very responsible. But he has made some mistakes, so could this game swing on a Brian Branch or Kirby Joseph interception or bat up or knockdown or something like that? Maybe.
I just continue to feel like you are underscoring how poor Detroit is on the defensive side of the football. And, like, to me, whoever wins this football game is going to be because their defense gets the final stop. But I genuinely have no confidence in Detroit being able to stop Washington with any type of regularity.
When you say stop them with any type of regularity, you said 26 points earlier, okay?
26. They better score 26.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to get at to you. Like, I think 26, which is a couple of points above, say, like the league average, right? It's a couple of points below the Washington season average. What are you getting upset for? I'm just asking a question. Okay. I genuinely think this team needs to score between 31 and 34 points in order to win this game. And that might not even be enough. What do you think is a safe number? If you said, okay, in my mind...
I'm not trying to pull a... you know who. I just don't... There's not a number I can... Like, the point total to me is that there are so many things that are going to lead up to that. And that's what I'm more concerned with. How many explosives can they generate? Is more important to me
than points scored.
Because, Chris, how are they going to score points? By generating explosives and moving the football. If they can't generate the explosives, I think they're going to struggle to score.
Okay, we just talked about being able to control the clock, keep yards, keep drives together. Again, 17 play, 92. And not that you're going to do that in every game, 9 minutes plus on the clock from last Sunday night, first quarter into the second quarter, right? So we've kind of talked about all of this. Yes, explosives make it easier. But as I mentioned, on the first offensive drive, they get an explosive, and then they go splat. So just because you get an explosive doesn't mean you score. My point is scoring points. And I don't think I'm wrong here.
I'm not saying that
scoring points is much more important than generating explosives, because generating an explosive doesn't automatically guarantee you points.
I'm not saying that scoring points is not relevant, Chris. I'm not an idiot. I'm saying there are multiple different ways they can score points. Mm-hmm. They can generate explosives because this defense stinks, and they can control the clock because that's something they've done all year long, no matter who the opponent is. Like, that's been their bread and butter.
I think we would agree they need a combination, right? They need some explosives, and they need to control the clock, but they need to be proficient, stay ahead of the chains, not commit penalties, not commit turnovers.
They need to score more points than Detroit does, and I think they will.
Well, now you sound like Doc.
I'm just being real with it here.
I mean, you know, how many points do they need to score to win the game?
And more than the other
somebody
team.
On Twitter said, you know, Lou DiPietro put out a story yesterday about us talking about how many points they need to score. And somebody said, as many as it takes. Well, yeah, no bleep, Sherlock. I got to talk about this game for 20 hours. I can't just say as many as it takes. I got to figure out, okay, what in my mind is reasonable? And if you're telling me, and the numbers tell me, and my eyes tell me, outside of when they played Sam Darnold, that this defense struggles as much as it is, I walk away going, man, this team should score at least 30 points. At least 30 points. And I'm saying between 31 and 34.
They've got to have the opportunities. And that's what I worry about, that they're not going to have the opportunities, because the same offensive game plan Washington should be imploring, trying to keep golf off the field, Detroit's going to do the same thing. If you think they're going to come out throwing the football, they're coming out two tight ends, they're coming out David Montgomery, they're going to try to punch Washington in the face, because that's what Detroit does. They think they're bigger, tougher, nastier, and meaner than you. If Washington's going to win this football game, they got to put their lunch hat, put their hard hat on, and go to work. It's going to be nasty. People are going to get spit on in the bottom of piles. It's going to be that type of environment. Because I think that's how Detroit gets down. Dan Campbell has them believing they're tougher than anybody walking God's green earth.
So you think it's going to be more black and blue than pretty boy?
It's going to be, yeah. I'm telling you. It's going to be old school NFC football.
Probably.
Because Detroit thinks they're going to come in, they think they're going to blow Washington off the ball. And they should feel that way. Because for the better part of the regular season, Washington couldn't stop me from getting 100 yards rushing. So, Penei Sewell, Frank Ragnow, Zeitler.
Well, Zeitler might not play.
It doesn't matter. They think that they've got it up front to where they're going to go.
I don't disagree with that. Now, we don't know what Montgomery is going to be like, because he's coming off of 4 or 5 weeks out with the MCL, but he should be okay.
This is wow. Let's get
to the trending alert.
Detroit's only giving up 20 points per game. How? How?
Because well, I'm going to attempt to explain that. On the other side.
Yeah, you're better than me. They stink, Chris.
Because Linnell thinks statistics automatically turn into points, and they don't. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Far too much credit.
All right, the Commanders on the practice field, wrapping up the main part of the practice week before heading to Detroit after a morning walkthrough tomorrow. Divisional playoffs Saturday night, just after 8 o'clock, Ford Field. I'll be there. Grant Paulson will be there. We'll be doing live programming and live radio Saturday afternoon from Ford Field. Linnell and Denton Day are going to be out and about Saturday evening starting at 6 o'clock, baby, for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling, Virginia. That's right. Getting you hyped for the Commanders and the Lions. Again, Honor Brewing Company in Sterling, Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock. The DOC, Toby Altizer, after the game, win or lose, and hopefully we're all talking about an NFC championship berth for the Washington Commanders as they take on the one seed, the Detroit Lions. Good news is we don't have an official full status update, but Bobby Wagner did return to practice today. It looks like he should be able to go, but again, we'll wait further where on the status update. Meanwhile, sad news from the world of baseball, comedy, and just all around. Mr. Brewer, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker has passed away at the age of 90. The team issuing a statement calling it one of the most difficult days in Milwaukee Brewers history, obviously associated with that organization, but so many comedic moments, if you will, and sitcoms that he was a part of. Bob Uecker, an entertainer and a legend, passing away at the age of 90. Tonight, the Phoenix Suns are in town against the Washington Wizards. That's right, 6:45, and you can hear it right here on Bloomberg 99.1 for the Suns and the Wizards. Bloomberg 99.1 FM. Bradley Beal not going to play for the miserable Suns, who are 19-20, despite a conglomerate being put together a year plus ago. Again, Bradley Beal is out. We'll have Terps basketball at Northwestern tonight, beginning at 8:30, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. Alrighty, right back here on the Team 980. Yes, I know. We got a bunch of calls built up. We got to get to them. Linnell brought up a point during the last segment that I just wanted to double down on for a sec. So in terms of where is it here? I just want to make sure I pull it up right. During the regular season, the Detroit Lions, right, as terrible as their defense is, statistically, allowed 342.4 yards per game overall. The NFL average, 337.4, so 5 yards over the average. Yards per play, semi-significant, three-tenths of a yard per play higher, 5.73 to 5.43. Rushing yards per game, and this is probably because teams are trailing so much, less than 100 yards per game, 98.4. The NFL average just shy of 120, so again, they're way better than the league average. But again, some of that is dictated by the fact that their offense is so explosive. Teams are behind. They're not rushing as much. I can go through all the numbers, and we will, but they're really good on third down. They're really good on third down. The league average is 39.69%. League average is almost 40%. Detroit allows less than 33%. On third down. You know what they are on fourth down? Way better than the league average. Again, the league average almost 57%. Detroit, 41.3%. Red zone, the league average, 57.6%. They are 50.91%. Again, half the time, red zone trips, touchdown allowed. Goal to go, way below the league average, 62.86. The league average, 74.03. So when you say, wait a second, I just discovered something. How is this atrocious defense, this horrible defense, only allowing 20.1 points per game? I just gave you all of the reasons why. Now, that being said, how much of that is skewed towards, hey, man, the first 12 games of the season, we were a much better defense when we had Aleem McNeil, when we had Aiden Hutchinson, when we had, and I'm not saying they had them all for that amount of time, when we had Jack Camp, when we had this, when we had that, when we were fresher. And that's the key to trying to figure all this out, because we just gave you the numbers that Kime provided of the last 5 games, where clearly as the injuries have piled up. So what Detroit defense we get on Saturday night, you would lean more towards what they have done recency sample size, but I guess what I'm trying to get at is the overall numbers show a better defense than what the last five games show. So, again, it depends on whether we're taking big picture sample size or whether we're taking smaller, more recent sample size. And I understand why it makes more sense to take the smaller, more recent sample size, because generally that's what you are closer to than, again, the bigger picture, a 17-game sample size. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Back to the phones. Let's go to... where is it here? Let's go to Franco is with us on the Team 980. There was somebody named the Real Rooster, and nobody is realer than me. I am the realest cat in the land. So let's go to Franco right here on the Team 980. What's up, Franco? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, what's going on, man? What you serving at the restaurant today? Man, it's 19 games later. We won 13, lost 5, won one playoff game. It's a win-win situation. You still sitting in the psychiatrist chair trying to convince him you're not schizophrenic. It's the other guy. It's you. Stop it. Win or lose, we are in a winning situation, bro. If we lose, we win. If we win,
what does that mean, Franco? Does that mean when you say if we lose, we win, it's a successful season? Or am I missing the point here?
Of course it is. Nobody would dispute that,
Franco. We're just trying to figure out a way that they win. That's it.
I'm appalled.
Hey, Bruce, I'm trying to tell you, stop being schizophrenic. You sound like you two people, man. You one day, you this way, you another way. I love you, Nerf Game, but you're unsure about what you're talking about.
Franco, how am I unsure? I'm giving you facts. I'm giving you observations that you don't think about, that you, that fanboys like you just want to ignore.
Guess what Washington wants to hear? Guess what Washington wants to hear?
I don't care what Washington wants to hear. I'm paid to tell you what I think.
You don't care.
I'm paid to tell you the truth and what I think. Not what you want to hear.
You aren't telling. Thank you for the truth that you're telling. Come on, man, let it go.
All right, thank you, Franco. I'm going to let you go because I've had enough. You guys are so thin-skinned. For God's sakes, toughen up. Take your panties off. Jeez. How could you not think we're going to go in there and score 480 points in a game? In the last 5 weeks, they've allowed 4,858 yards. Of course we're going to do the same exact thing to them. Chris is in Maryland. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Chris, hey, please up, restore some sanity to my brain here.
I definitely will.
Hey, I got a hyena over here. I don't know what's going on. Chris, hang on a second. Are you okay? Are you all right?
No, bro.
Oh, my God.
Hang on a second, Chris.
What the hell's wrong with you?
No, all these fanboys out there that just don't want to accept anything other than, like, rose-colored glasses. I mean, for God's sakes, watch the damn games. Sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, I listen to you guys every day, so I know what goes on
Chris.
So,
thank you.
Hey, check this out. I get where you're coming from, Rooster. Check this out. Detroit is not, 14-2? What is that, right?
Well, they're
15-2. And you was asking a question, Linnell, about you don't understand how Detroit only give up 20 points a game, right? I'm the type of person to go look and see who the opponents they played. They played a lot of teams that bad offenses this year. They played a lot of teams bad offenses. Not only did they get to play the Chicago Bears twice, they played.
Go ahead. I cut you off. Go ahead.
And they gave up tons of points.
Correct.
But, nah, you're good, man. Hey, I got patience. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you are who you are, right? And you play your schedule what schedule was given to you. So you play whatever opponents you're given. So I understand that. But my thing is this. It's going to be a great game. And I was alluding to, like, you guys got the X factor on Jalen Daniels. And you guys was talking about – I remember I got off yesterday. You was talking about, hey, you hoping that you don't lean onto Jalen too much. Guess what? it's when you go on. It's you lose, you die. So you're going to give it all. Jaden, if he's running 20 times, I don't care, because guess what? You're playing for a Super Bowl. But my thing is this. I want somebody – I was trying to look it up, but what's the record of teams that got first-round buys? Like, Baltimore Ravens had it last year. Didn't they lose, like –
Did they have a first round bye last year? I know they played Houston. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? You're right. I think they did.
Yeah, but what's the record of them teams coming from the first round bye? I think it's really low. The win percentage, besides Kansas City that one year that they won the Super Bowl last year, I think it's really low. So what I'm alluding to is that Washington got to start off fast, right? Mm-hmm. They got to start off fast and hope Detroit, because Jared Goff is not no, he's a game manager. He's in a great system. They got great coaches over Detroit. They put him in the right position, and they don't put too much on Jared Goff. Jared Goff, when you send blitz at him and his first read is covered, he like the duck. He's looking for somebody to hit him real fast. So like, but Jared Goff is, he wasn't a first round, first pick for no reason. He has talent. But what I'm saying is Washington got to start off fast, and I do believe that Washington's going to win this game. But, Chris, I understand where you're coming from. Detroit is a great team, well-coached, well-put-together, a well-oiled machine. So why not? Like, I was a fan. You know, I'm a fan of my team, and you're playing against the number one team. You hypothetically question. Right. You know, you got to ask these questions. Right. They're not the number one seed for no reason. So, no. But I really think that you guys got a chance. And, Linnell, I understand how you're coming from, too, because guess what? The year my team went to the Super Bowl, I thought that we could beat everybody until Tom Brady, we blew a freaking lead. But, hey, good luck. I hope y'all win because, hey, like I said, everybody in the city treat me well when
thank,
I'm out here.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you, as so always. I don't have the numbers on first team, by teams, but I do know this. There were a lot of times, like with the Indianapolis Colts, with Peyton Manning, would have that first round. Now, that was back when they had two buys, and it would take them a while to get the oil running through the engine, right? And that could happen on Saturday night. Like, if the Lions, for whatever reason, don't come out like a house on fire and make a big play, a big explosive, a big drive early, knock the Commanders in the teeth, as you were talking about, if for whatever reason they just come out, I don't know, a couple of three and outs, maybe a turnover, maybe something weird happens, what have you, and say the Commanders can get up 10-0, that is not only the perfect recipe, but that might be your only chance.
So let's just go back to their regular season finale one more time. The last time we saw this group play.
The Lions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Three of their first four drives were punt, interception.
That was on the Sunday night against Minnesota. Started, good defense.
That's how they started that football game. They had a touchdown that was on the second drive, but they went punt, touchdown, punt, interception.
Okay. So out of then their first four drives, they only got 7 points.
Then they turned it over on downs after five plays.
Okay.
Then they had a three-play field goal drive before the half. Then they came out of the locker room and threw an interception on the first play.
Right. So 10 points in the first half.
They didn't play that great.
First they six drives, them. They got 10 points.
They bludgeoned them in the last 6 minutes of the game.
Well, that's and but that's also as KOC and Sam Darnold kept failing inside the red zone. Right, and then the momentum generated from that, and then Detroit's defense withered. Minnesota's defense withered under, under the power of Jahmyr Gibbs.
I mean, the Washington will never be this bad. They were 0-4 in the red zone. Minnesota was against Detroit.
Right, they were terrible. So that's because they went for it a couple of times on fourth down, which Dan Quinn very much could do. Right, so when you say 0-4. I assume that's that's 0 points, right? What I don't know is if Dan Quinn's going to coach this game exactly the way he coached last Sunday night, meaning they went for it on fourth down, yes, a couple of times, the fourth and five to Ertz, the fourth and two where Eckler kind of, takes a little jet and kind of makes a right turn, what have you, where he, if they get fourth and let's just call it, I don't know, five or more inside the, let's call it 15-yard line. I think even in that spot, as aggressive as you want to be and knowing that you need touchdowns, I think you want to kick field goal. I think you want to kick a field goal to at least walk away with something and to continue to give yourself a puncher's chance. Of course, it all depends on where you are on the field and what the down and distance. Well, we know the down would be fourth down, but what the distance of the down would be. All right, we got to take a timeout. More calls coming up. 301-230-0980. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Just be patient. And if you can't wait, wait on hold, just fire off a tweet or an X post at WrestleMania61 at Nell_BTP on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, this Saturday evening, join the Team 980 for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show starring the Denton Day and the Linnell Willingham. The Burgundy and Gold pregame show starting at 6 o'clock this Saturday at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling, Virginia. We'll get you hyped for the Commanders at the Lions. See the guys in person, the show in person. That's Honor Brewing Company in Sterling at 42604 Trade West Drive. That's 42604 Trade West Drive, Honor Brewing Company. It's a cool place. I went and watched the NWSL Washington Spirit Championship game there on a Saturday night. Real cool place. Obviously, you got the beer, the big beer, tanks and whatnot. And you can get some good food. I forget what I had there. I think it was burgers. Very good, as I remember it. So come on out and see the guys. Linnell will be there. I mean, if you've ever wanted to meet Linnell, this is your opportunity. Right, Linnell? That's it? That's it? That's all I get?
Come see us.
Don't sound so excited. It's a divisional playoff game, man. This is your chance to rub elbows, kiss babies, hug people.
I love people. I really do.
You do?
Yeah.
Do they love you?
Well, that's the problem. They love me too much.
They do.
Sometimes.
Do you think they're intimidated by you?
I haven't done too many live remotes.
Uh-huh. Well, you've done a bunch of these. I mean, you guys have been all over the place on Sundays usually. No? I mean, you've done Tom's Watch Bar a bunch of times, right?
Did two games from Tom's Watch Bar. We went to Center Pocket and Bowie.
There you go. I forgot about that.
From three remote broadcasts.
Right. So, I mean, like when people come up, do you think they're intimidated by you? Do they think they think that you're just the living legend that you are?
How do I put up with Chris Russell?
It's a great question. I'm the nicest guy I know, so I don't know how you do it. All right, 258, Team 980. We'll get back to the calls on the other side. Also want to tackle this. Deion, potentially in Dallas, which we mentioned last hour. Also, have we been too hard on Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne? We'll tackle that next hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.